Just if you could comment about, well, I guess the importance or impact that your, I guess being raised on a dairy farm and being in the business had on you that maybe contributed to your interest in this. And if you would also just mention if you're using social media at all in terms of communication and outreach, things like Twitter, Facebook, etc.
Growing up on the dairy, obviously that's where my original love for this industry came from. My original interest in cattle came from. The biggest thing I would say learning on a dairy is work ethic. I mean, you want to find somebody that works hard, and you want to hire them, you go find somebody that's worked on a dairy. I mean, you're talking about getting up at 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and that day doesn't end until sometimes ever, especially during hay season. I mean, it's just phenomenal the amount of work that goes in there. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it immensely. I enjoyed the work. Enjoyed, you know, the cattle, and we showed dairy cattle growing up. So we kind of got to travel around and do some of that, and go to some dairy auctions, you know, across. Went through to Missouri and up in Wisconsin, and did some different things. And that's kind of, you know, got to go to some of those auctions. And that's another part of where I, you know, gained a little bit of my love of auctioneering, is just going to those auctions and listening to them. What was your second question?
Yeah, the second part was just a comment about if you're using social media, things like Twitter, Facebook, and others personally, and or to kind of outreach and you know, help tell the story of what you're doing.
Yeah, we're going to have I believe it, there'll be a Twitter account through the Livestock Marketing Association. We'll have one as far as the world champion goes. I'll get on Twitter a little bit. I think we've also got a blog page on the website that you can go to. You know, and as I make my travels, we're kind of going to talk about them, and there'll be a schedule there also to let you know where we're going, or where I'm going to be going, and who we're going to be visiting with. But then once I've visited, we'll do some write ups. You know, I'm all about it. I can't wait.
Just so everybody will know, if you'd like to follow Bailey over the next year, you can find his blog site at lmaweb.com, and it'll probably be updated regularly with the latest news and information and adventures of Bailey over the next year.